29-year-old trumpet player Ambrose Akin-Musare grew up in North Oakland, where some older Bay Area jazz musicians nurtured him. He recorded early with saxophonist Steve Coleman and pianists Aaron Parks and Vijay Iyer before winning the Thelonious Monk Jazz Competition in 2007. Akin-Musare's own sophomore album is out. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says this one is finally earning him some real attention.
Jaya by bassist Harish Raghavan from Ambrose Akin-Musare's new album. Lately, the trumpeter's been getting the kind of good press that doesn't always do musicians favors. It raises expectations awfully high. When the heart emerges glistening, Akin-Musare's second album and his Blue Note debut doesn't try to blow you away with nonstop power trumpeting. Akin-Musare has been praised for his pop influences, and he takes one good idea from pop. Start with catchy tunes like his ballad Henya. The chorus of Henya is so catchy, a couple of short variations turn up on Ambrose Akin-Musare's CD. When he comes up with a good melodic hook, he has the pop sense to milk it. Sometimes he'll write words to his songs and then not use them. It makes his lines that much more voice-like. Ambrose Akin-Musare with Walter Smith III on tenor saxophone. Part of the reason the leader gets good press is he has the right values. He'd rather fit into a cohesive band and spread the solos around than put himself way out front. He built his working relationships over a long haul. He and drummer Justin Brown have played together since high school, and the trumpeter and saxophonist Smith bonded at the Manhattan School of Music. After years together, the players have a way of reading each other and knowing how to let pieces expand and develop. As a trumpeter, Akin-Musare can roughen up his tone and make wide leaps like an avant-gardist, or play hollow tones like trumpet is just a piece of pipe. But he also has his bebop chops together. That gives him broad, expressive range, plenty of control, and a measure of unpredictability. What's New, the only standard on Ambrose Akin-Musare's new album, with pianist Gerald Clayton, whose own nice new record is Bond, The Paris Sessions. Akin Musari's album producer, Blue Note label mate Jason Moran, encouraged the trumpeter to stretch out. You're on a major label now, so think bigger. The duo with drums, My Name is Oscar, is a dramatic changeup. Akin Musari's quietly spoken, fragmented memorial to Oscar Grant, the unarmed train passenger shot by a Bay Area transit cop in 2009.
I am you. Don't shoot.
My Name is Oscar is all the more effective for its restraint. But then, Ambrose Akin Musari's album, When the Heart Emerges Glistening, often leans toward understatement. With strong melodies and an ace band, the trumpet player doesn't have to strain to impress. His music speaks for itself.
Kevin Whitehead is a jazz columnist for eMusic.com. His new book is Why Jazz? A Concise Guide. He reviewed When the Heart Emerges Glistening, the new album by trumpeter Ambrose Akin Musari.